What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show here at AfterBuzz TV. We are back and better than ever for season 17, episode 1, Woo. Titled Birthdays and Bad News, part 1. Of course, Kim can't help but stir up some drama. Kourtney's having a lot of emotions regarding her 40th birthday party, and True even has her very first birthday party. So make sure you stay tuned. We're going to be talking that, news and gossip, and of course, voting on our very favorite Instagram photo of the week.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? Welcome back again. We're really excited to have you here. Woo! Season 17, episode 1, Birthdays and Bad News.
Yeah, we're Yay! Back!
Yes!
We're back!
We're back.
Feels good.
The full panel is here.
Yes.
And you guys, we've got a lot to talk about tonight. We've been wanting to come back for a while now. We've had a lot of news and gossip kind of built up that we can't wait to tell you guys about. And I don't know. I mean, it's fun keeping up with ourselves, you know, with our everyday life. But I mean, keeping up with the Kardashians, there's nothing that
so much more fun.
Exactly.
I feel like you always keep up with them because they, it's like, not that they never go away, but we always just see them like yearly, even when we're not on. So it's always like we're working, which I love. We love them.
We love them. Love we really them. Do. But of course, to my left, I have the beautiful and talented Miss Rachel Robillard.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
And the sassy, fierce Nikki Monet.
Hey, girl. Hey. Hi, guys. Missed you guys.
And the dapper, wonderful Howard III.
Oh, thank you, Howard III. Nice to be seen.
Nice to be heard.
That's right, baby.
And I'm your host, Dakota T. Jones. Let's kind of get it popping here. First, I want to ask you guys, what are your overall thoughts of this episode? Do we think it was a strong lead-in with the new season, or do we think it kind of lacked?
It's like same BS from last season is rolling over to this season, but I guess that's just life, and that's what's happening. We get a lot of Tristan drama. You know, it's, I feel like that just will never go away. Tristan is the baby daddy of True, so we gotta, he will always be around, whether we like it or
Scott,
not.
You know, we always thought Scott was never, we were never gonna hear any good stories about Scott. We were always gonna hear about, oh, Scott this, Scott that. Well, now he's like good, so who knows what will happen someday with Tristan. Maybe he'll come to his senses, but I don't know. I'm not giving him any more chances.
Same. And I feel like if you keep up with them on social media, everything that showed tonight, we've kind of already knew what happened, because we've been following him. Kourtney and True's birthday was a few months ago in April.
Yeah.
So I didn't like see anything that I was expecting new, but it is exciting to see like the behind the scenes, because all we see is like the social media of like True's first birthday party.
Right.
But we don't know like how anxious Chloe is or how anxious Kourtney is for her 40th. So I do like seeing the behind the scenes of like all the moments that we've seen on social media.
Same here. I love seeing what's going on. I love getting the girls' real reaction to things. I'm glad that this is now in current time, or it's not as late as the other seasons. Like in the past, we would have these seasons, like everything would happen and seasons would happen like months later.
Right.
So now finally, like, we're up to date. We can keep up with them in real life. In real time.
Yeah, because ever since the new age of like social media and everything's documented, it's like nothing's new anymore. So we already know what's going to happen. We already know the full story. And then 3-4 months later, they come out with the episode and it's like, oh, well, we already knew this. So I feel like social media has kind of taken some of the excitement out of TV, especially reality TV.
It definitely has. And I think, like, because reality TV sometimes, I don't know if the production teams talk to them and say, like, hey, don't post like your current updates, because when they do, and then you watch it, you're not as excited. And that's not for this show, but that's just like all reality TV in general. Right. So I think you're right. So I like how current they are right now. Like, this just happened, let's put it on TV, even if we're still taping them.
One thing that I didn't know about was the whole Kim health scare.
I didn't know
that was not documented on social media. So whenever I read the little synopsis for this episode beforehand, I was like, what is going on? I did not know about this. But apparently she might have either arthritis, what was the other thing?
Lupus.
Lupus. Or carpal tunnel. Yeah. So we're not really sure. Her hands are swollen. She's aching. She's having problems. She needs Jonathan, the food god, to feed her onion rings.
Goals.
I mean,
goals.
I
want someone to feed me onion rings.
Okay.
But did we think it was funny when she tricked Chris with the fake pregnancy test?
That was hilarious. I feel so bad for Chris. Poor Chris.
She's like, another baby? Oh no, I'm going to be making more money? Like, she probably was like, low-key excited for a second.
She was.
I think so too.
Yeah, because at the same time, her surrogate is pregnant. So how cool would that, well, not, I mean, probably not cool, but the same time your surrogate's pregnant, you then get pregnant. So I know Chris probably was like, wait, what?
She's like, great, this is going to be great for season 18.
Right?
She's like, wah-ha-ha.
Hey, dolls.
Hey, dolls. Yeah.
Hey, dolls.
So I'm interested to see what happens with Kim, because we didn't really get to finish that part of this episode, so I'm guessing that's going to be on the Birthdays and Bad News Part 2 next week, so make sure you come back to us for the full rundown on that. But I don't know. I hope she's okay.
Same.
I don't know if it's something they've built up for the reality TV excitement, or if there is a legit problem. I don't know.
I know that she's been suffering a long time with, like, a lot of medical issues with what's the thing that she suffers with her skin?
Psoriasis.
Yeah, psoriasis. And then, she has a surrogate because she's not able to have a baby herself.
Yeah. So she suffers. And I remember her hand. She talked a lot about her hand. So if you guys notice on social media, she has been a little low-key. Like, she's posting things that she did before, but you've noticed it's been her, Kanye, and the kids.
Yeah.
Her, Kanye, and the kids are just traveling to Chicago, and she's doing a lot of, like, law stuff. But she's been kind of, like, low-key and just promoting her brand, but I hope she's okay, but I do notice that she's kind of, like, taken aback and taking a back seat.
It just goes to show exactly what you said, Dakota. You had no idea that she was dealing with this because on Instagram, you're just posting your highlights.
Yeah.
You can't be comparing someone else's highlight reel to yourself. Exactly. And so, exactly, Kim is just promoting her brand, her kids, happy, but deep down, she really does have some health concerns and some things that she needs to really deal with internally.
She's a normal person, just like the rest of us. So Courtney is 40, and she's having her 40th birthday party. She still looks incredible.
She looks great.
She looks... As the oldest, she looks the youngest out of the clan. And the fact that she's 40 years old... Well, I mean, because this has been 17 seasons.
Uh-huh.
So we've been watching since Kylie and Kendall were little babies. Right. So the fact that she's 40, mother of three, amazing body, super vegan.
I don't think she's the least interesting to look at.
At all.
No. I know Kim thinks that, but...
I think she's the most interesting to look at. To
she's
me.
Something that was very interesting to look at on this episode was her bald spot, though.
I know.
Yeah.
No. Talk about she's normal just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Like, from one time of a high pony did this to her?
I think it's multiple times.
It's
of
multiple
a high
times.
Pony.
Mm-hmm. I did go through that, and it's not an age thing. I went through that at 17 because I was wearing, like, a lot of high ponytails in high school. Mm-hmm. And when you put ponytails, and bobby pins in the middle of your hair, it causes a bald spot. So I went through the same thing. Now, I'm not as lucky as her to get a shot in the middle of my bald spot to make it grow. So I had to stop. I haven't had a ponytail in, like, I'm not going to say how many years, a long, long time. And I just had to let my hair grow back. But that's a real thing when you put the bobby pins, like, in your scalp. So I felt for her. I was like, oh, that was me.
Yeah, a celebrity that was dealing with this as well was Ariana Grande. She always has her hair pushed back and was dyeing it so much that she got a whole new hairstyle.
Yeah, it puts a lot of pressure in your hair.
Ariana, every day, I feel like she falls asleep in
that
high
has
pony.
To hurt.
You know she does.
She looks so good in it, though.
Ponytails look amazing.
Yeah,
they just hurt.
They do, and it's like a very cheap facelift, honestly.
Oh, it is.
Because it kind of like, bring it
snatch
back.
Your face, honey.
Bring it back.
But I felt Courtney turning 40. Now she got a bald spot. She has a lot of anxiety.
Anxiety for that, anxiety for the party, who she's going to end up with, her love life, the kids. I don't know. Obviously, she's going through a lot. She doesn't know if she even wants the party. She's kind of asking Chloe, no, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I want to do that. Let's change this. Let's change that. And I understand that she's having a hard time, but she should be thankful that her family wants to spend so much time and thought into putting it into her party.
Yeah.
And so I don't blame Chloe for kind of being like, I'm so sick of this. Let me do something nice for you. Why do you always have to nag about everything?
I do. You know what I say that? Because at the end, of course, you're thankful, but you guys have to understand, like, at every milestone, it's very... She suffers from anxiety. But think about every milestone that you have turned. Yes, at the end of it tomorrow, you're living your best life, and it's great, but you get nervous where... I know when I turned 30, baby, I moved here when I was 29, and I thought the world was going to end. Now, in my 30s, I'm having the best time of my life, but I felt just like she did. So I just think in the moment, it's a lot, and I think, as Chloe, I was like, girl, you can understand where she's coming from, because... You guys aren't 40 yet. Like, when you get 40 or when you hit even 35, you're like, damn, like, wait, I'm single. I don't have a man. I got 3 kids. What am I going to do? I got a bald spot. I'm lonely. Because I think as adults, we plan out what our lives are supposed to be. And we said, at 25, this wasn't what it was supposed to be. So I understand where she was coming from. And that's probably because I'm in my 30s. And I'm like, sis, I feel you. It's every milestone. It gets very tough. But at the end of it, you look back and you're like, damn, I am thankful for my sister for throwing this. But I just think in that moment, Chloe could have been just a little to me, like, but I get it because Chloe had to plan her baby's birthday party too. So
Chloe's
it's a
like,
lot
I got so many parties to plan and you're coming at me with your bull. Like, I can't.
It's a lot.
I don't know why Chloe would even, like, think about taking on both of them. It made no sense. Why are you offering up to plan Courtney's party when you have your daughter's party, which is a little bit more important, in my you know, opinion. I just think, like, I love my sister, but it's my baby's first birthday. Let me put my all into that and let some other... I have five other siblings. They can't take it on. My mother can't take it on. We have assistants. They can't take it on. True. Like, hire a party.
True. Yeah, true. Baby, true.
Maybe she was just trying to distract herself from everything going on with Tristan and was like, let me plan this, this, and this, but then it became too much for her, and now she's like, I took on too much. I bit off more than I can chew. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I think, but she... Mm. Wants True to have this incredible birthday. She wants Tristan to be in True's life, so then that way, you know, looking back later, there's photos of all of them together, and she doesn't feel like she missed out on a relationship with her father. But everyone's kind of telling her, you need to uninvite Tristan. This is awkward. It'll be the first time you're seeing each other. Mm-hmm. Since the whole Jordan scandal, I'm assuming, is when the last time they saw each other before that. And it's going to be in front of all these people, too. And what's going to happen if there's secret photos taken that are released and like, oh no, Tristan and Chloe are on good terms. Are they back together? Which I think is what ended up happening. Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Do you think it was a good idea that he went? Do y'all think that she made the right decision by letting Tristan come to the party?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I think so. I mean, these are still memories. He's still, you know, the baby's father. I understand you guys may not be getting along, but it looks like there was enough space in between there for everybody to kind of just be around each other. They did that picture, do your picture for the memories, for, you know, the baby, True, when she's like 16 or something. And, you know, just go about your day. Mm. I'm glad he was there.
Yeah, I think it was a great idea for the baby, but she obviously still has feelings for him and she still loves him. So it's hard on her because she still loves this guy. And we all know what that's like, seeing someone that you still have feelings for and they pop up randomly and you're like, wait a minute, and all your feelings come up. So the baby's one, and I felt like it would have been okay if he wasn't there. But I get as a father, you want to be there for your child, and I don't knock that. And she is a child of divorce, so I understand where she's coming from. I just think because she still has feelings for him, as we can see at the end of the episode, it was overwhelming. She's got upset just because Connie was talking to him.
Yeah.
So I think once she figures out her feelings and puts those to the side, but I do think, like you said, there was enough space to be between them, but I don't think she's over him, so I think it was really tough.
Because Chris even told Chloe, like, you should invite him.
Yeah.
Chris was like, don't be so hard on him. And I'm like, what do you mean don't be so hard on him? He's done nothing but be hard on you all as a family. But
I get Chris, though, because Chris is a wife of two divorces. So I think Chris having two sets of kids from two different divorces, I think she looks at it from the kids' point of view. Right. Where now her kids are grown with kids. And I think Chris is like, I've been there twice. Both fathers have come around. Don't do that to your daughter. But I understand Chloe as well, where it's like...
Yeah.
I still have feelings for this guy. Mm-hmm. It's tough to just put those feelings aside and be like, let's take a photo, because you love this person. So I understand how hard it was. I don't know what I would have done. That's tough.
What did you think about the photo where, like, he literally just gets there and Chloe's like, let's go take a photo. And everyone's watching and they're like, holding True, like, let's take a photo. That was so awkward.
That was for Chloe. That wasn't for the baby.
We also want to know your comments. I do have the live chat up. So if you guys, I see there's a few of you hanging out with us tonight, you know, staying up late. So please put some little questions, some comments in there. We'd love to hear from you all.
Would you invite your baby father to the first birthday after everything? And not just from the Jordan thing. Remember, he has done... Like,
I was many giving, other people.
This is before this Jordan.
Pretend Jordan's not here. I was giving birth. He was cheating. Like, everything that he has done, would you, if you guys are listening, invite him to the baby's first birthday party?
At that point,
or should he have his own birthday party for her?
Maybe he should. Like, going forward, I think they should. I think the first one is good together, and then going forward.
That's what they did with Dream. You know, Rob had his own party with his family, and then Chyna had her own party with her. So, like, they're... To have separate birthday parties is a thing. Co-parenting exists, and you can do it well.
And maybe at 5, we all feel better about ourselves, and we all meet up. Mm-hmm. And maybe at the big 5, we all can come together and be like, here we are, and then it's better. Yeah. I don't know. It's tough.
Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because Tristan, he shows up, and he immediately kind of starts drama. He goes up to Kanye and is like, hey, I don't appreciate that they used your song, Runaway. promoting the cheating episode on last season.
You reap what you sow, though. Yeah. Who is he to say?
I mean, I didn't even think about it like that. Like, I heard the song, and I was like, oh, that's a great intro with the piano.
I thought so, too. It wasn't going to be like Natasha Bedingfield, like, the rest is still unwritten. Like, yeah. no, you still trash, Tristan.
I mean, I feel like it doesn't matter what song they use, you still cheated a billion times. You yeah. cheated in season 16, 15, maybe 14.
Yeah.
So I don't think the song had anything to do with it. I get that you're embarrassed. Fam, keep it in your pants. That's it.
Keep it in your pants.
Keep it up with the Kardashians. Keep it in your pants.
Yes.
Oh. That's a nice little tagline.
You know?
Yeah. If you get anything from this episode, just keep it in your pants.
Keep it in your pants, Tristan. Don't be mad at Kanye and the producing team.
Like, how whack is that? How cheesy is that he's going to come up and be, I don't appreciate you helping with the narrative. And it's like, what do you mean, what narrative? That's you. That's
you did that.
You're doing all this, running around town, sowing your seeds on every...
And I'm still pretty upset that they keep doing all this stuff with him in private.
I know.
You've been around town doing all this, all these things to Khloé, you know, in the public eye, knowing paparazzi is there, but yet Khloé had to meet up with Tristan in private before.
I know.
Then he wasn't mic'd to voice his opinion with Kanye. We had to hear about it through Kanye. And we know Kanye's a little crazy, so we don't know if he kind of just twisted the story.
He could have.
Like, probably. I need to hear from Tristan.
Tristan probably walked up and was like, great song, fam. And yeah, Kanye's exactly. like, fam, he said he didn't like it.
But I'm exactly. gonna stop doing all this in
private. But you're right, because Tristan didn't sign the release where we couldn't see his photos. Mm-hmm. We couldn't see his face. So Tristan's controlling his own narrative. But I do feel like as a grown man, it's okay for you to own up and be like, look, I messed up with the first baby mother. I've messed up with this one. I'm growing. I'm learning. I'm 27. I just feel like man up.
Man up and get yourself fixed, because we can't afford any more heartbreak. You know? No.
It's too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Can't have it. But you guys, let's move on to our segment titled Tea Time.
Yee.
Tea Time.
Mm. News and gossip.
Cheers, y'all.
Yes. Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
The first tea time in, ooh, what, a couple months?
Oh, I forgot. It's been a long time.
Let's just pretend that I hit your cup.
Cheers.
There
you
go. Oh, wait, Dakota, before we move on to tea time, we do have somebody in the live chat. Shanice Sweet Smile. She said, I would invite him for the baby, but I'd be shady on the side, talking about the whole, if you would invite Tristan to the birthday party.
Shady boots.
Thanks, Shanice.
Shady boots. Same.
Thanks, Shanice.
Girl. Yeah, thanks for joining in on the live chat. We love hearing from you viewers, so keep that up. But the first thing that I wanted to talk about for tea time. So Kim's previous venture titled Kimono was, you know, given a name change due to the controversy that was going on. But now it's called Skims Solution Wear, I believe.
Yeah.
Skims. What do we think of that? What do we think of Skims?
Sexy Kim.
Sexy Kim or Skin Kim.
Oh.
I don't know. I like Skims.
I do like that Skims. She didn't really have a choice to change the name, because I do think cultural appropriation, like, you knew better and you were trying to get people to come to your product. Mm-hmm. But I like Skims because it sounds like Kim. But it's like Spanx. Kim Spanx.
There you go.
Skins Kims. I think it's more better than Kimono, because
definitely.
People will think, hear your name more. I love Skims.
And wasn't the other one, she changed it from Kimono to just like Kim Shapewear or something like that? So this is like
Skims
another
is
change.
Awesome.
I like Skims.
Yeah, but what I liked more than the name change was the fact that they brought in Alice Marie Johnson, who Kim helped free from prison, and now she is modeling for the line, and she's beautiful. She looks happy. She's probably so thrilled. She's like, I can't believe that
she's out of prison and that she's a model.
This
and that
commercial,
look at this,
she
awesome.
Gives her bio. It's an amazing thing. She talks about her time. She talks about meeting Kim, and it's amazing that, like, because you know when you come out of prison, it's hard to find a job. So the fact that she is able to model and tell her story and be like, this is what's happening, and she's part of the prison reform, I thought this was really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Look at her. She's so she's so cute.
She's so beautiful.
And
I
love how it goes full circle, too. Like, sure, Kim got someone out of jail, but the fact that they're still friends, exactly modeling, and that they're still still united.
Because
I just thought, like, okay, great, she got her out, and on to the next thing.
Nope, Alice is still here.
But now Alice is still hanging around.
Aww.
Okay, someone else who's still hanging around, Travis Scott, is doing very well with Kylie and whatnot. And he actually had a surprise. Like, no one knew this was happening. Surprise, he had a documentary on Netflix that dropped. Wow. And so he debuted his Netflix documentary called Look, Mom, I Can Fly. And so we have a picture with Kylie and Stormy and Travis on the red carpet. And fun fact, Stormy is actually one of the producers the Netflix documentary.
That makes me want to quit all production.
Right? I'm like, I worked this hard to get here. One-year-old is featured as a producer.
Oh, same credits that I have. I'm quitting production.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing. I love when parents do that because DJ Khaled did it. Jay-Z does it where their kids get these rights. That's the executive producer and producer because when they get older, they have these credentials and these credits. I had no idea this was coming out, but it looks cool so far. I haven't seen it.
Me neither.
But it's all about Travis's life, which is crazy because he's only in his 20s, but...
Yeah.
Crazy.
They had a whole jet that had, like, look, Mom, I can fly on it.
Yeah.
And a little baby Stormy. She's so cute.
Yes. Aww. And I actually posted a poll for y'all on my Instagram, and I asked y'all what y'all thought about the Travis Scott documentary. Yay or nay? 57% of y'all said yay, while 43% nay, which is interesting because there's only, like, a couple people off from that. And so I feel like if you really like something, it's all yay and all nay. It's like pretty close. And so I watched the documentary. Huge fan of Travis Scott, huge fan of Kylie, huge fan of Stormy. So I watched it and I honestly was not as impressed as I thought I was going to be. Just like how the documentary was like, okay, here it is. I think they just kind of put together what they could with the footage they had.
Okay.
Interesting.
Travis is not a...
I heard that a lot from a few people.
Right?
They weren't really into it.
Yeah. I just feel like Travis is not the kind of person who will sit down, like, on a one-on-one and, like, interview. Yeah. It's just, like, he had people filming and it was all over the place. It was about his experience with rodeo, an Astro World. And it was really cool to see that how involved and invested he is during his own concerts. He says what goes. He likes to be in control, which was interesting. And so not only was Kylie and Stormy a cameo, but also we saw Kanye, too, for a little bit. And so it was great. If you haven't checked it out, it's not too bad.
She's like, you might want to check it out. Maybe not.
You might want to check it out.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Speaking about what may not be too bad, Tristan Thomas? I was getting confused. So we all know this, like, Popeye's craze has been making everyone go crazy. People have been shooting people, holding people at gunpoint for the Popeye sandwiches.
What? Have you had it yet?
I have not had it.
And it's like, out. Yeah. Like, where can we get some Popeye sandwiches?
It said it's sold out for a long time.
Why did you do that to us, Popeye?
Exactly.
Like, why did you gotta do that to us?
But a lot of my friends had it, and a lot of people said it was amazing. But Tristan Thompson thought it was a really good idea because there have been long lines at these Popeye's areas, and it looks like Tristan ordered all the Popeye sandwiches for everybody in the store. So I thought that was pretty cool.
He's trying to do, like, cleanup.
You know, I don't even think it was damage control because, honestly, Tristan didn't care what he did. He's been cheating for, like, forever, and he's been living his best life. So I personally don't think this was damage control. I just think it was, like, I'm in Popeye's. Let me buy y'all awesome sandwiches.
Okay.
Kudos. I thought it was cool.
Yeah. I thought he would have been the type of person to just go in, buy them all, and leave. That's
can
the kind of person
imagine?
He is.
Like,
bye.
And would any of us be surprised?
Nah, he just jumped on the bandwagon everyone else.
No, he's a cheater. His mama raised him right. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. But he didn't do it. He bought it for everyone in the store, and he passed them out, which I thought was cool because everyone has been trying to get these damn Popeye sandwiches, and I thought it was cool. The neighborhood that he was in, he gave the Popeye sandwiches out. So kudos to you, Tristan.
Hmm. Not impressed.
Tristan.
Listen.
Okay. Well, something
you just mad because you didn't get a Popeye sandwich.
I am mad. I am.
Me too.
No ma'am, no ham, no turkey.
Okay.
And no chicken sandwich.
No chicken,
and no chicken sandwich.
I want one.
Well, something we are impressed by is Kim Kardashian and this new collaboration that she has with Winnie, this famous supermodel. I think it's Harlow.
Harlow.
Is her last
Winnie
name?
Harlow.
So they're finally do a collaboration, and it's finally out. We saw the behind-the-scenes footage on season 16, and now it's going to be out, I believe, either at the end of this week or next week. But, we said it's finally out, but, you know, who knows? but, yeah, how excited are we about this? They both look gorgeous. I mean, it's going to be a wonderful thing.
I love Winnie, and I love it because Kim has always said for a really long time that North has always kind of been obsessed with Winnie and what Winnie looks like. So I love that she's kind of doing this and putting Winnie in the forefront. And Winnie has vitiligo, and I think it's amazing that she can be, like, the forefront. Yeah. And I love her. She's dope.
Well, North also likes JoJo Siwa, but I don't see a collab with Kim in the future with JoJo.
Oh, please, no. I couldn't handle it.
Can you imagine?
That would be rough.
Maybe a collaboration of bows.
Bows and Kim.
Yeah, a KKW bow.
No, please.
Oh,
not.
Boy, no.
Too much. too much. Well, you guys, apparently Kylie had a friendly run-in with Tyga at a nightclub in Las Vegas. I think it was called the Sapphire nightclub. So both of the friend groups are reported to be that they were in good spirits, and they continued to party until the early hours of Sunday morning. It sounded like it was a both friend group type of thing, kind of just happened, and they were cordial. I don't know how much they actually interacted. I wish we would have gotten like a photo, though. That would have been interesting. But what was she doing? Why didn't she leave? Why? What does, you know, Travis think about this? I don't know.
I heard that they've always been friends for a while.
Oh. Friends?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's a whole nother tea time off camera. Pretty much, like, I heard that, like, there isn't a reason for them to, when they bump into each other, to be like, oh, my God. Like, they have a pretty decent relationship.
They're cordial.
They're very cordial.
They're cordial. Hey, hey.
Like, there's no problems to be like, oh, like, I will see them, like, hanging out with their other friends, having drinks, and they're having a good time. And Travis will know, and they're all cordial, pretty much.
I don't know if I could do that. I'm very...
Cordial with your exes?
No.
I'm friends with all my exes.
Really?
Now.
Yeah,
because I just feel like I'm not thinking about it. Like, some of them took a while, but some of them, it's like your ex. You're not even in my atmosphere. I'm not even thinking about you. So why would I ruin a good night with my friends thinking about you? Now I might go home and you might not know it, and I might go home and cry. But in that moment, you're gonna give me and my friends some free drinks. But okay. Yeah, she has a new man. They're practically married. New baby. Yeah. I'm not sitting here moping because of you. You're trash anyway. So.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Nikki, I love whenever you give your opinion on things. And so I have a question for you. Since this is the premiere episode of season 17, I want your top three Kardashians.
Okay.
Slash Jenners.
Slash Jenners, because we have a lot. We have Disick, Jenners, and Kardashians. So thank you. My top three. I'm going to start with number three. My number three will have to be Kendall Jenner.
Okay.
I love Kendall Jenner. She's chill. She's quiet. She's laid back. She's kind of tomboyish like myself. And I've always been a fan of hers. And I like the supermodel aspect of it. But I just love how homey she is. She likes a good, like, dirt truck and a horse. And
dirt truck.
I love it. My number two would have to be Kim Kardashian. For those who don't know, I've been a really huge Kardashian fan. I used to be a huge Kardashian fan, and it started off with Kim, and I was obsessed with her, and I met her a few times, and she's actually really, really sweet, and she's been nothing but nice to me when I met her, and I'm still a huge fan of hers. But my number one Kardashian has to be my fire sign sister, Kourtney Kardashian.
Really?
I love her. She's an Aries. I'm a Sagittarius. I get her. I love her to death. She's just like me. We're very homey, laid back, chill. I get all her emotions, and I love her. So those are my top three Kardashian Jenners.
Well, thank you for that insight. I've always wondered. Sometimes I stay up in the middle of the night and I'm like, I wonder what Nikia's top three Kardashian is.
Does it change a lot? Or
it does change. Yeah. I will say Kourtney always stays number one, but two and three normally changes for me.
Okay.
10 years ago, Kim was number one for me. Okay. It was like Kim, Kylie, because this was when Kylie was super grunge, like, and then like Chris, but then it does change a lot. But Kourtney right now will always be my number one. I just love her vibe. I love everything about her. So, yeah, those are my faves. It might change 3 months from now. So if you check in with me, I'll let you guys know what it is.
To be continued. Well, this is my favorite part of our after show is when we talk about Gram Glam, the best Instagram photos of the week. Paparazzi. Okay.
Paparazzi.
So first off, we have Miss Kim Kardashian looking amazing. I think this was a cover of Vogue.
Yeah.
I forget which country it was.
I don't want to
Arabia?
Say
I feel like
I was going to say Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
But I love this dress. I love the hat. What do you guys think?
She looks amazing.
Great. Yeah.
This whole spread was just everything. I said, Kim.
I love a good editorial.
This was it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Burning Man just happened. So anytime I'm seeing a desert, I'm like, is she Burning Man? No. Okay. No.
I love it.
Well, next we have Kourtney. She is here. Just
mood.
Sprawled out in front of her house. 40 years old.
I'm upset.
Looking great.
She looks amazing.
She's looking great.
Damn.
Look at this. Honestly, I want to know where she gets her glasses. Out of all of the things in this photo, that's where I want to know.
That's like, I just woke up. Let me put this blazer on and take a photo shoot. I'm upset. I don't look like that.
She woke up 10 minutes ago.
40.
That's insane. And next off, we have Chloe. I love whenever she takes these photos and like, you can tell people are like fixing her up, you know, and she's just like, oh, let me just take a casual photo real quick. Mm-hmm. Although I will say that I feel like this photo was altered quite a bit with the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So see some Facetune action up in there.
I really see some Facetune. I got it, so.
She's starting to look more like Fergie.
She does look like Fergie in that picture.
Yeah.
I kind of see that.
Which is not a bad thing at all. Fergie's incredible. I'm just saying, they kind of remind me of each other nowadays.
She's super tanned.
She is. And she almost looks like Tweety Bird, too. A mix between Tweety Bird and Jessica Rabbit.
I see Tweety. Wow.
I see it.
I see Tweety.
I'm sorry. I have so much commentary on this photo.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Miss Kendall.
Ooh.
This is casual.
Look at those legs.
This is like...
Nikia's number three.
My number three.
This is her number three.
She might be moving up now.
Yeah.
It's a good boot.
The legs, girl. Legs.
Jesus. I want a pair of boots.
This is whenever you're chilling in your room and Bay walks in and you're like, let me just look real casual
real quick. Hey, boot, and here you come.
Looking for me?
Yeah. Oh, hey, I was just stretching. What's up, babe?
With my Stuart Weisman boots on.
Oh, I love it. And then lastly, of course, we have Kylie...
yeah, mama.
She gives me like a 90s vibe.
Ooh, that bag is that the bag. Sarah Jessica Parker bag that she had on in Sex and the City.
The exact bag?
Not the exact. She had the purple one and it was like more glittery, but that's like the kind of like the baguette that she was wearing. Like that's the style.
Baguette. I thought baguette was like a piece of, like a thing of bread.
It is, but there's a brand, I forgot the name of it, but they call their bag the baguette. That's shaped like that.
I was like, I don't see any bread in this photo. Yeah, I know it's late, but you're seeing
things.
It's
like a snack.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm a Sex and the City expert. That's a baguette.
All right, you guys, it is time to vote for our favorite Instagram photo of the week. Drum roll, please. Yes. And 3, 2, 1.
Ooh.
Okay. Wow.
So Nikki and I both chose Kim, Rachel chose Kendall, and Howard chose Miss Kourtney Kardashian.
Kourtney's looking great. So I chose Kourtney because she looks just wonderful, just effortless. You know what I mean?
Effortless.
Like she's letting us know she's rich, she's in charge, she's got your money, and she will keep taking it. So
keep taking it. Yes.
Love it.
I just love it. She said, I'm just relaxing.
I love it. I picked Kim because I love a good editorial, and it looked very like Houston meets, I don't know, space mixed with... it was something weird, but I loved it. She looked amazing.
That's exactly why I picked her, too.
Yeah?
She looked great.
Yeah,
that's it.
She's cute. Legs for days.
Yes.
So, Kendall, yes, she's just, like, one of the most paid models, correct? And so, my goodness, she's looking flawless.
I want a boot now because of her.
It's boot season, you know? It's now... We're getting out of hot girl summer going to hot girl fall.
Okay.
So, that's what Kendall was doing. That's what she's doing.
Wait, what? Hot girl summer, but I feel like there was like a different one for fall.
Fat girl fall. That's what Lizzo said.
Okay. Let's go
with
that.
It's just regular cuffing season.
I was going to say.
Sure. Well, I will say, as Lizzo said, she said it was fat girl fall, so I'm getting ready for that.
Wasn't Meg saying it's like nerd girl fall?
Nerd girl fall for school.
What about frisky girl fall?
Frisky girl fall.
Frisky girl fall.
And as Howard said, cuffing season is coming up, so it's just time to get a boo.
Well.
Oh, well.
Or not.
I definitely already cuffed
mine. Or you may already have been cuffing.
Mm-hmm. So I'm good, but y'all gotta catch up.
Dakota!
Shady boots. So also shout out to Shanice again, who put Kim for her top one for the glam gram.
Oh, Shanice did?
Thank you.
Okay, yep. Girl.
Kim, so it's the three of us against the two of
you.
Fine.
Just saying.
No, shady boots, Dakota.
Dakota said, I'm booed up.
I've got it.
Good night.
Yeah. Okay, but you guys, thank you so much. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for watching. And we can't wait to come back next week. So in the meantime, where can everyone keep up with you on social media? Miss Rachel.
Yes, my name is Rachel Robillard, and y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @Rach_Robillard. I'm going to continue posting Instagram questions on my feed starting Sunday mornings to then ask y'all what y'all think. So follow my Instagram at @Rach_Robillard.
Yes, guys, I'm Nakia Monet. I'm so excited to be back for this season of Keeping Up the Kardashians. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. I almost forgot where my social media was. But Howard and I, we do a really cool show on Black Hollywood Live called Back to Reality. We talk about Kardashians and even more reality TV shows.
Yes, everybody, it's Howard the Third. You can follow me on all social media networks at Howard the Third. And like Nakia said, on Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, we'll be there. And then I also do the Growing Up Hip Hop New York after show on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So hang out with me there.
All right, and you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. We will see you guys next week for Birthdays and Bad News Part 2.
Part 2, bye!
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.